This is something that can be applied also to what you find out about the world. Not only political life, but all life stinks. And you must have compassion for that. And so do you, by the way. This is what's called the awakening of love. Thomas Mann in the Tonio Kruger has the story. He was a youth among people who really were rather different from himself, and so he's one of those excluded ones, which so many of us are, and we feel quite alone and special. And so he goes to a place where there are a lot of alone and special people, namely sort of Hippieville of that time, Bohemia. And here are all these people with very fine intellects who knew how the world should be, and they were a bunch, you might say, of newspaper, potential newspaper people. They knew how to correct the whole world. The world falls into two orders: people who can do things but don't know very much, and people who know a lot but can't do anything. And he's with this other crowd. And then he leaves them too, because this cold intellect criticizing everything as though they were way above it, it doesn't appeal to him anymore. Then he writes back to them and says, "I know I may seem like something rather sentimental and romantic in my love for the middle class, you might say, these blue-eyed blondes that he was born among. But," he said, "I've given them my heart, and I know just as well as you do what their faults are. And what might be called cruel discipline of an artist, of a writer, is to write with perfect truth, to cut them down. And when you name somebody, when you describe somebody, all you can describe are his faults. But how do you do it? Do you describe those faults with love? Because after all, the only thing that's lovable is the fault in a person. Perfection is anything but lovable. It's cold. The Buddhas are perfect, they're all alike, and they've left the world. Anybody who's in the world's imperfect, and his imperfection is what keeps him here. So the world is a constellation of imperfections. And you perhaps are the most imperfect. And by your love for the world, you both name it cruelly and love what you have thus named." He calls this, and it's a wonderful word, erotic irony. And this is the way to save your marriage. Then I won't deal with the next part of life after the noon and the moon begins to close down. That's the moment of disengagement. I could lecture on this for, now that I'm retired, for quite a while. It's a wonderful experience. The awakening of all that was waiting for you to find it now. This then is the great cycle. Don't try to live your life too soon. I had a very amusing experience lecturing in Oregon to a group, and I was talking about Dante's view of the ages of man. He names four ages. The first is infancy, goes to the age of 25, excuse me. The qualities for infancy are obedience, a sense of shame, comeliness of appearance, and sweetness of conduct. Then you come at the age of 25 to what he calls maturity, and this will last to 45. This is the high moment of life. For this, he names the values the medieval knight. They are temperance, courage, love, courtesy, and loyalty. When you will have lived your life in terms of what the society asks of you, you will come to a moment at mid-career, 35, when perhaps the sense of it all will dawn, and you will have an experience of what formerly you had simply been taught. And then you are eligible to teach. And the age from 45 to 70, he calls the age of age and wisdom. And the qualities there are wisdom and justice and generosity and humor or cheerfulness. Got nothing to lose. From 70 on, he calls decrepitude, and the qualities there are looking back over your life with gratitude and forward to death as a return home. Now, this is a little schedule. This is a life pattern. This is a mythos. Well, when I finished my lecture, one young lady came up to me and she said, "Oh, Mr. Campbell, you just don't know about the modern generation." And she was very serious. She said, "We go directly from infancy to wisdom." I said, "That is great. All you've missed is life." So I say, the way to find your myth is to find your zeal, to find your support, and to know what stage of life you're in. The problems of youth are not the problems of age. By listening too much to gurus and so forth, you try to jump over the whole darn thing and back off and become wise before you've experienced that in relation to which it makes some point to be wise. And this thing has to come gradually.